Veronica Martinez, Senior Research Fellow at the Cambridge Service Alliance.
Veronica, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance Service Week podcast series today. The title of our conference has been The Future of Services in a Digital Age. You led the breakout session on the main barriers when shifting to services and solutions. What did you discuss?
Very much our discussion was around what are the enablers and barriers for shifting to services. And we identified, it's interesting because all the companies who we sit down to discuss this issue, there was a common trend that it was very difficult to make the shift to services. And we started to discuss what were the barriers. And first of all, the first thing that it was common around the table is that the lack of capabilities to deliver services. When you come from a world of products, a manufacturing world, a technical, a more features kind of world, it's very difficult to try to deal with the capabilities for delivering services. I mean, the companies who have been trying to get over this barrier has to acquire partners who has already been in the show for services, who has different skill sets, who they have the ability to forecast the demanding services, which is very difficult and very different from demanding for forecasting the demanding from products.
One of the things that struck me throughout the day is we're talking about phrases like Web 4.0, the Internet of Things, M2M, machine to machine. And yet there was a confession that many manufacturing companies today were only at Web 2.0. They'd got quite a few steps to take before getting to the age of the Internet of Things or Web 4.0.
It's very interesting because companies, we see the landscape of different organizations moving towards services, and they have in different kind of stages of the development and the use of the technology for delivering services. And this can be an enabler and barrier within the shift to services. Because sometimes if your customer is about the market readiness, if your customer is ready, if your market is ready, and if you are ready as a company to deliver and match the expectation of the company, this is a fantastic enabler. But if you have a customer who is really looking for products-based technologies, Internet of Things, great connectivity, and you are not prepared for that, then there is a barrier for you. The other way around, it can be that you are very technological advanced and you are just there at the top, being a leader in the development of technology, in the interconnectivity of things. But if your customer is not ready yet, if the maturity of your customers and your market is not there, then it becomes a barrier.
And that's what we call being customer focused, because we had the admission from companies like SAP that in fact, although they're a technological company, they focus on the customer's needs. It's the customer you've got to follow, not the technology. Do you agree with that? You're smiling.
I totally agree with this. I think that developing services is not what we can provide as a manufacturers or as a provider. It's going and try to identify what is the customer need. Why is my customer having some problems? What is the main problem of my customer's customer? And trying to dig down, understand, to develop and craft what it is important for my customer. It is no longer, we are not in the 70s, we are not in the 80s, where we sell what we wanted to sell, what we can produce. Now we are very much in the era of trying to understand what is the customer, trying to understand what do they need, and trying to customize and craft things in the better way for them. Then, having said craft, customize, there is a caveat here that some organizations to really generate returns on investment on services, you have to do little standardization. Some people call it buckets of standardization. Some other people call it mass customization helps. It helps because then you can bring the economy of scales of a service to a different level and make it more profitable. But you cannot go and trying to directly standardize if you haven't done it properly and totally customized. You have to win people's hearts. You have to win cases and then base it and elaborate on those for doing the economic scale, if the service offering allows you to do that.
Within the economies of scale of these service solutions, is there a new emergence of what people are calling the sharing economy? Are they one and the same or are they different?
Sharing economy is so important for organizations to share things commonly. For example, I am going to give you a very interesting example that I work with a company that my colleagues from Cranfield and I, we work. And it was so interesting because we saw an organization who designed and manufactured satellites. And they saw the vision that they were selling just a satellite per customer. But then they saw this sharing economy that they say, well, what if we just produce one satellite with different features for different customers? So the reduction of risk is minimized, the return on investment is maximized, and then the reliability and the ability to continue having something in the space with the latest technology increases. So economies of scales, when they are properly applicable, they are big wins for organizations.
If we then look at how we're getting new wearable technologies, wearable watches, health data, more data about, you know, what we eat, how much exercise we take, I mean, is that a significant advance within the service economy that people are getting more information about their customers and what their customers need, but also what they're doing? That's the point of embedding sensors in machines, and we've heard people saying that actually, rather than signing away all your information, you can charge for the information in your fridge or on your watch as to your health. Information and data is going to be very valuable for companies.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with this. One of the speakers from GE mentioned Dr. Stefan Bunkert. He mentioned that the importance of sharing, the importance of the information, of the collection of different and the interconnectivity of different information. Nevertheless, here there is a caveat. We have to learn and be smart on what we collect. Taking my hat of performance measurement system expert, it's like we shouldn't be measuring what we can measure. We should be measuring what it is important, how we can add to the customer line. I think that is the importance of how interconnectivity of different measures of different data is how we can bring new services and new success to the table. But definitely, the interconnectivity of things bring you a better and a different dimension on identifying your people and your customers' behavior to match it with the value proposition that your customer wanted and is expecting to what your company can do it.
If we move on to the final fifth big theme put down by your director of the Cambridge Service Alliance, Professor Andy Neely, the future service business models for service organisations, they're bound to be incredibly complex, aren't they? You know, in the past you could say, well, we're a company, here's our competitors, here's our five-year business plan. You can't do that anymore because of the pace of change.
This is very interesting. I think that business models in services is something very different for what we have been learning in the past 30 to 40 years around strategy making. It's totally different. Why? Because business models are shorter. The life cycle is much more shorter because your company is looking for things that are continuously moving. Let's take the example of the person who came and talked about the Disney experience. Customers are moving so fast and you have to move with them, your service proposition. Therefore, if you move your service proposition, you are moving your value proposition to your customers. So therefore, the business models, the business strategies are evolving constantly. That we are not currently, there are very few organizations trying to do it good and better, but we still have too many things to learn from. We are not that good at moving and being agile. We are one of the key things that we mentioned, we have to make things easier, more convenient for the customers, customize things that really matters to the customer, and make it cheaper. And we are not that good at that yet. But these are the challenges that we can see in services to come. If we do that, our business model will be reflected in those business models. So therefore, we have to be more agile, more active, and we have to be more aware to the analysis of different data to understand better our market. You have to understand your customer better that they can understand themselves. And that is the only way that you can produce value for both the company and the organization, and the company and the customer.
And being down there with the customer is important. But just finally, it's an incredibly exciting age, but it's an age at which, if you like, there are no clear pathways to the future. You might have one of the big market leaders crashing or going down, and then you might have a new emerging company suddenly coming up. I mean, just look at the Chinese companies. People have been talking about Facebook and Twitter and Google, but just have a look at what's happening with Alibaba and Tencent. It's a rapid pace of change in society and corporate life at the moment.
I totally agree with that. I think that not only services are moving, but everybody's moving, and there are different mega trends that people want to more customized services for them. People have higher expectations. The Internet of Things, the communication, the technology pushes to be more demanding as a customer. But as well, there are so many things, different business model, outcome-based contracts, pay per use, for example, the Rolls-Royce example, that you pay for what you are using. And this is where many of the customers, they want to move because they are not interested in owning an asset. They are not interested in owning the risk of a product. So this is where the technology, this is where the media, this is where the market is moving. And unfortunately or fortunately, our children, they are not going to leave the business and they are not going to experience the same services that we're experiencing now. They are more, they will have a better ability to understand technology. They will have a better ability to understand risk sharing. They will have a better ability to understand that ownership of assets is not the most important.
So the switched on generation.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Veronica, for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance Service Week podcast series today, The Future of Services in a Digital Age. I've learned so much.
Thank you.